Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
On this episode of the Football's History Headlines, we discuss Barry Sanders and Charles Woodson inking deals while a trade of a superstar took place in Miami. And we celebrate the accomplishments of Dan Rooney, Pa Corbin, Dick Stanfield, among others, on their birthday. And it's all coming up in a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, your portal to positive football history, and welcome to the Pigpen once again. And today, we have our July 20th football history headlines, birthdays of Hall of Famers, and we've got a lot of news to cover, a lot of history of the gridiron. And let's get right at it with our newspapers.com football history headline of the day, and it comes from the July 21st, 1986 Daily Advertiser in Lafayette, Louisiana, where they printed this headline: USFL gave Bear needed exposure. The article discussed the mass exodus of USFL players who were terminating their contracts en masse of the cash-strapped United States Football League, and in particular, star Oakland Invaders quarterback Bobby Hebert was one that was talking quite a bit about it. The other USFL players, such as Joe Cribbs of the Birmingham Stallions, and Herschel Walker and Doug Flutie, and many more, were all in negotiations with NFL clubs as the USFL was about to fold for the first time. But remember, we have a return coming up, we believe, in 2022. July 20th, 1994, former NFL running back O.J. Simpson offers a $500,000 reward for information or evidence given for the killer of his wife, Nicole. July 20th, 1997, the Detroit Lions re-signed Hall of Fame running back Barry Sanders to a six-year, $33.5 million contract extension. The NFL.com shares that Sanders only played two seasons of this contract before, at the age of 30 years old, the former Oklahoma State star retired from playing football in 1998. Those two seasons of the contract that he did play, he led the NFL with 2,053 rushing yards in 1997, which was the fourth highest rushing total for a season in league history, and he was chosen with the Packers quarterback Brett Favre to be the most valuable player of the NFL that same season. July 20th, 1998, Heisman Trophy winner Charles Johnson from Michigan signed his rookie contract with the Raiders after he was chosen the fourth overall selection in the 1998 NFL Draft, according to NFL.com. July 20th, 2008, a monster trade went down when the Miami Dolphins traded future Hall of Fame pass rusher Jason Taylor to Washington for two draft picks. The NFL.com website says that the 2006 AP Defensive Player of the Year played just one season with DC after being waived in 2009. Taylor then rejoined the Dolphins roster for the 2009 and 2011 seasons and squeezed one season of a cup of coffee in with the New York Jets in 2010 in between those two stints with the Dolphins, his second and third time around with the Dolphins. That's amazing. Three times with one team, and the man was a multi-Pro Bowl, an All-Pro, and a Hall of Famer as a pass rusher. Just a great, great player all the way around, and the Dolphins really liked him. July 20th, 1864 is our first birthday. It took place in Hartford, Connecticut, and William Pa Corbin was a center from 1886 through 1888 with Yale University teams, and he played so well that he earned his spot in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1969. The footballfoundation.org says that Corbin's very appearance demanded respect, as he was tall, had prominent facial bone structure, and received nothing but loyalty and support from his teammates as he led Yale during football's pioneer era. The captain should be the real leader, he said, appraising his position among his peers. He should be able to say, come on, instead of go on, and he should be the strategist and always checking the signals and often changing them. Quarterbacks may come and go, but the captain should always be largely responsible for the tactics and the success of the plays. Now, Corbin was a fireplug and a catalyst of the great Yale teams he played on. In 1888 season, his senior year, Paul was the captain of the squad that went undefeated and outscored their opponents 698-0. Yale's record was 31-0-1 during Pa Corbin's career. Truly remarkable. Don't know if that'll ever be repeated. 698 points to zero in a season, and a player that had a 31-0-1 record in his career. July 20th, 1920, New York City, New York. Frank Merritt was a tackle from 1942 to 1943 with Army that entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1996. According to the NFF, Frank was selected as an All-American team member in 1942 and 1943. Mr. Merritt served as the athletic director for the United States Air Force Academy from 1967 to 1974. July 20th, 1927, San Francisco, California. Dick Stanfill, Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined guard that played for the Detroit Lions and later the Washington Redskins, was born. He was a two-way player for the University of San Francisco. And prior to college, Mr. Stanfill served in the U.S. Army. Dick suffered an injury just before the college All-Star game in Chicago and missed the majority of the 1951 season. Through patience and diligent rehab, his body recovered and he had a sensational 1952 season. In fact, the Lions advanced to the NFL Championship game in their first three seasons, which Stanfill played. He was a standout player with the Lions' NFL Championship teams of 1952 and 1953. And according to the ProFootballHOF.com website, Stanfill made the Pro Bowl in four of his seven seasons that he played in the NFL. And after his playing days, he put in another 35 years of coaching service, mostly with offensive lines on teams such as Notre Dame, Cal, the Philadelphia Eagles, San Francisco 49ers, New Orleans Saints. His total football career as a player and a coach spanned for over 50 years. July 20th, 1932, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Dan Rooney was the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2000 enshrined former owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mr. Rooney guided the Steelers franchise to six Super Bowl titles, the first two with the assistance of his father, Art Rooney Sr., founder of the Steelers. One of his greatest contributions to the NFL was his inception of the Rooney Rule that established a protocol for teams to follow when hiring a head coach to give minorities an opportunity equally with Caucasians to be interviewed for the positions. Dan was an integral part of the operation of the franchise, working in many different positions and capacities throughout the years. As a matter of fact, when Three Rivers Stadium was being planned in the 1960s, Rooney fought for and got a dual-purpose stadium designed, rather than a horseshoe shape that would have really favored baseball. In 1975, he was selected to the position of franchise president, and Mr. Rooney also served as the U.S. ambassador to Ireland under the Obama administration. And he later was succeeded by his son, Art Rooney II, and he passed just a few years ago, but what a great man Mr. Dan Rooney was, as well as his father, Art Rooney Sr. July 20th, 1945, Greenwood, South Carolina, Jake Scott. He's a safety from Georgia that was enrolled in the College Football Hall of Fame entry class of 2011. Besides playing defensive back, Jake was also an excellent punt returner for the Bulldogs from 1967 and 1968, leading the Bulldogs to an SEC championship in his final year in Athens. In addition to making numerous All-American teams in 1968, he was named as the SEC's most valuable player by the Nashville Banner, according to the National Football Foundation. Mr. Scott later played in the NFL as a member of both the Dolphins and the Redskins. And in Miami, he went to five consecutive Pro Bowls as he recorded an amazing 35 interceptions in 5 years with the Orange and Blue. In Washington, he added another 14 picks in three seasons. Now, for more stats on people born on July 20th that were of the professional level, check out Pro Football Reference. That's where we get a lot of our stats from. It's great. ProFootballReference.com and great football statistics there. And I think you'll really enjoy that. And if you think that we've missed something for this July 20th, missed a Hall of Fame birthday, missed an important event that you want to hear on the next time we come around next year, make sure that you email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. You can also, that same email, pigskindispatch@gmail.com, you can email us and ask us to put you on our mailing list, and we will tell you every time a new article or podcast gets dropped, which is a daily. We send a daily out just before 7 a.m. We tell you everything that's coming up new on Pigskin Dispatch, give you that little reminder. You can also follow us on your favorite podcast provider. That will do the same thing. It'll tell you as soon as the podcast is released. You can go right to it and listen at your leisure. And you can also find us on the Sports History Network, where we are one of 21 podcasters that put great sports history and make sportshistorynetwork.com the headquarters of sports yesteryear. And of course, you have our home site, pigskindispatch.com, your portal to positive football history. And we have quite a bit of content for football history there and adding more and more every single day. All of our podcasts, all of our blog posts, you know, comics, everything with associated with football and good, clean football with a positive spin, family friendly. It's there for you. And we thank you for joining us once again. And we appreciate your patronage. We appreciate those of you who donated and emailed us. We really appreciate that. And we keep doing the job of bringing you positive football history and being your portal for that. And before we let you go, we want to mention that the Sports History Network, we are all about sports yesteryear, and we're pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings sports history to life anywhere. The Row One Gallery includes 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in the Row One shop, check out thousands more unique items with retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases and mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com/Row1, and that is ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off of all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with the coupon code SHN15. Follow our link on Pigskin Dispatch or go to sportshistorynetwork.com/ROW1. Put in SHN15 when you put in your order, and you will have a great product with some great history of sports. And just, I think you'll really enjoy it because it is really tremendous stuff. I have bought some things there myself. That 1876 thing they're talking about, I bought a coffee mug with the Yale-Harvard game from 1876, and I loved it. I bought some Father's Day gifts for my father from Row One with the excellent ticket stub art that they have. And there are so many things that you just can't imagine. So make sure you take advantage of that deal, that 15% discount with that code SHN15, and follow our link from Pigskin Dispatch or go on Sports History Network and follow that link there, or the sportshistorynetwork.com/Row1. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman. aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.